Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Hickman County farmer who was recently named a Kentucky Young Farmer Outstanding Member says it's a pleasure for him to carry on the farming tradition. Curtis Weatherford received the honor in March during the 60th annual Young Farmers Meeting at Lake Barclay State Park.
I'm a second generation farmer. My dad started our farm in 1975, and I've been blessed enough to go to college and come back home. So to be recognized as one of the Young Farmer Member of the Years is an outstanding honor. Really means a lot to us. You know, it means that we're trying to help advance agriculture in the state.
Weatherford says their farm consists of row crop and livestock.
Me and my father own a farming operation. We farm approximately 3,800 acres of row crop. It consists of corn, soybeans, wheat, canola, and we've been in the industrial hemp program for the last 2 years. That's a new endeavor for us, and we're hoping that works out. I own four poultry barns myself, and then we own another four poultry barns as the farm.
He says he's excited about their work with canola and industrial hemp.
We feel good about the canola. You know, it's coming on strong. We're having had quite a bit of a learning curve. We're still learning with it. This will be our third crop is in the ground this year to be harvested in June. And the industrial hemp is especially something new that we really don't know much about. We tried it last year, which we're in with a guy who's contracted out of Italy that's coming in and helping us, so we're growing a lot of foundation seed.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Weatherford says farming has been a way of life for he and his family for as long as he can remember.
Back when I was a little kid, when my son's age, you know, we had a Alice Chandler two-row cultivator tractor that we cultivated tobacco with. And, you know, we had a four-person two-row setter that we set tobacco with. And it was on a 135 Massey Ferguson, and now we're up to running 60-foot planters, 40-foot interplant.
He adds he hopes to pass that same love of agriculture onto his children.
I've got a 4-year-old son and a 7-month-old daughter, so hopefully one day they'll be able to take that over and we can continue to grow the farm and they'll be able to work back on the land that we've got now.
Other finalists included A.J. Johnson from the Pinneral region, Grant Hildebrand from the Barron River region, and Lincoln Trail region finalist Mark Thomas. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.